Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me.
I appreciate you having me on the radio show. It's the best time of year. Hunting seasons are going on, and the weather's getting a little cooler, sweatshirt weather. So my favorite time of year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned, fall is definitely here. And with that, you know, there are a lot of hunting seasons currently going on and ones that are coming up. So I'll just kind of let you, as you know, the expert, run through what's going on. What do people need to be aware of?
Yep, got a lot going on. First thing I want to do is just to put in a plug there that we've got this important time of year when kids are getting their hunter education classes completed. So just make sure you get on our website if you're needing to complete that field day to get your hunting license or whatever for those youth kids, to go onto our website and check out those dates available. I will be hosting one. I think there's one on the calendar that's already full for October 18th, but I think I'm going to get one scheduled for November 23rd here in Dallas County again, just because I've had a lot of people requesting that. So just be looking for that coming up. But along with that, we've wrapped up that youth season for deer. But just know that those tags, if you didn't get the chance to fill that youth tag, you can fill that in any subsequent deer season from here on out until January, essentially. So just get that youth out there and get them a deer. In the past, you could only purchase that deer tag during youth season. That has changed. You can purchase that youth deer tag anytime during the year now throughout those deer seasons. It's just the only change is that if you take that kid out, they have to use the method of take for that specific season they were going to go in. We've got the central duck here zone opening back up here this coming Saturday. It was open there last week and closed on Friday, and then we give them a week break, and then we've got that opening back up on Saturday. So it's a good time of year. We're going to start seeing a few more ducks coming down as the cooler temperatures fall. We had the fall turkey season open up for the gun and bow. If you're a fall turkey hunter, and make sure you get your tag for that. What else do we got going on? In a couple weeks, we are celebrating our 100 years pheasant hunting here in Iowa, and pheasant season is going to open up on the 25th this year. So your pheasant hunter in the past, usually that falls kind of later in October there, but with it being the last Saturday of October falling on the 25th, it seems like it's a little earlier this year. But we are celebrating 100 years, and we are looking for a 20-year high on pheasant numbers with our counts. So get out there. You're going to have a lot of success. I'm already seeing lots of birds out there on my patrol time, so it should be a great time. If you're an angler, this is a great time to get out and do a little fishing. The fall bite, you know, those fish are feeding up for their winter, and it's a great time to get a kid out with the sweatshirt weather and get a chance at a catfish or a bass. The crappie bite's been good lately as well. Here in a couple weeks at Triumph Park, which is by the new high school in Waukee there at Northwest High School, we've got a couple public ponds there. The DNR is going to be stocking trout again this year on the 27th at noon. So if you're one of those parents like me that will pull your kid out of school for fishing and hunting events, then get them out there at noon. It's a great time to catch a trout. It's easy. You can watch the DNR put the trout in. Get your limit of trout there. Just make sure you buy your trout stamp as well. So that's what we kind of got going on. A lot there, a lot of information. But yeah, Again, feel free to give me a call if you have any questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for running through all that, Dustin. And, you know, maybe talk about hunter safety just with, like, tree stands, and then if you want to talk about, like, the education or field day.
Sure. So, this time of year, we get excited to get out there. I recommend having a plan and then hunting that plan. We always tend to forget a lot of things when we go out on our first hunt. But if you're going to be hunting in a tree and out of a tree stand, we recommend that you wear a safety harness at all times. Be attached to that tree going up, be attached to the tree coming down, and while you're sitting in that tree, can save your life. Just a shortfall can put you and your family at risk and getting an injury. Blaze orange is always very important this time of year. Sometimes seasons aren't requirement of blaze orange, but during those firearm seasons, you know, for deer, we require the blaze orange to be out there so you're seen and other hunters can see you and we don't have an incident that way. So the hunter education field day is what we have going on there is youth 12 to 16 years old that are able to take the hunter education day, do an online portion, and then they have to attend a field day, take a test to get to pass so they can get their hunting license if they want to go hunting by themselves.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for going over that. Again, we're speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin, Amy, and Dustin, a few more things just to remind people, maybe talk about, I know you've mentioned, you know, off-road registrations and obviously having the valid hunting license, but just to kind of get that on people's radars once again.
Sure. So I meant the ATVs, UTVs, OHVs become popular on the roads. Just make sure you have your registrations. I think they are coming up here on renewing those. So get to your county recorder's office and get those renewed. Make sure you have it displayed on your OHV or ATV while you're operating on our gravel roads. Just make sure it's you're paying attention this time of year, following the speed limits, you know, 35 mile an hour. You have your orange triangles on the back for your slow moving vehicle, and wear the safety belts and just be cautious of what you're doing out there on the roads. This is a busy time. We got farmers on the roads. We've got hunters on the roads, OHVs on the roads. So just be cautious so we aren't having any accidents out there that are delaying anybody from getting to where they need to get to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better myself. So thank you for going over that. Again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, yeah, thanks for running through everything going on with the hunting seasons and everything like that. And we'll continue to check in and yeah, make sure to bundle up while you're out there with the cooler weather.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on. And like I said, feel free. My number is available in our regulations, but just so you have it, it's 515-883-0228. And feel free to call me with any questions.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.